missing one of the pillars here in our congregation, Sister Cummings, and I was thinking about all the things you could say about Sister Cummings, but the only thing I settled on was that she has been very, very faithful from the time she was a little girl, and so listen up, because I know she's got what God has for us.
Thank you for not saying any more. I don't know why you can be old. You've done things like this forever, and you still get scared. So that's not encouraging to you, is it? This goes with the job, and you're going to have to be there forever. I always like to have pictures, and I probably had this one when I talked before. This is a picture of me and my mom and dad when I first started singing at 6 years old. I got to pray here. Lord, we're needing your help. I only have one thought in mind, that I want to help these young people. I love them all so much and pray for them all the time, and want to see them do good, stay saved, and grow in the Lord. That is our fervent desire for them. And I feel almost like, what do I have to say tonight? But you anoint what we need to say and just help it to be a help to these young people. And we just say right off the top, I thank you for the good life that you've given me. And it's because of you. Thank you so very much. Yeah. So, I was supposed to do this last camp meeting and start by saying I got sick and I didn't get in very much at camp meeting, and so I'm so glad to be in camp meeting this time. It makes you, if you have to sit out one, it makes you far more appreciative, I'll tell you. You're supposed to be dealing with how God prepared us for, I don't know if I call it exactly a calling, but it was where God used me for leading the choir for many years. And I feel like, my one thought basically all the way is, I want to encourage you to find that place for you. There's a place. Isn't it awesome to think God has something for every one of you to do? And you may think, well, I can't do anything. But anything God tells you to do is special. Little tiny things can become big things. Now, I've lived long enough to see a lot of this, because like, people that I've reached out to in years and years and years past, even maybe now, I've got a little response from them. So it's what we want to do is make ourselves available. I feel like that's the greatest thing in preparing for a call, is make yourself available. Well, I didn't have much choice as a little girl, because mom and daddy told me what to do. But thank God they did. I had wonderful parents. I said, I wish as I get old, I wish I had a kaleidoscope or something where I could just look back at my life, you know, because we get old, can't remember it all. I hate to tell you. Well, you guys can't remember it all either. I've talked to young people and it's like, oh, I don't remember that. I was like, well, what are you going to do when you get old? Okay, so I started singing. My mom and dad my dad was basically evangelist. He pastored some. We traveled all the time. We didn't call it RVs that we lived in. I talked about this in here before and brought the picture of the trailer. Some of you probably remember the picture of the trailer I brought. But anyway, I started singing with mom and dad at 6 years old. And I could have brought either one of the announcements. They used to do these big announcements for revival, and we had a picture of mom and dad on there, and they had a picture of me. And when I look back on it now, I think, that probably wasn't so good for a little six-year-old girl to be glamorized like that, you know, lifted up, oh, you're great, oh, you sang, and all that stuff. That might not have been the best for me, like, build some pride, you know what I'm saying. But I started singing with mom and dad, learned how to sing. I was 6 years old. I remember I had a little stool to stand on so I could be up here where they could see me. So I would say that my parents were responsible for teaching me the beginning of how to do music. And let me say right off, I'm not a professional. I'm not professional. So then I was in the choir in high school and college. I went to 1 year Bible college in Texas, and I also took piano there. And if I knew I was going to be choir director, I'd have took many more years of piano. I would have. Well, after Brother Conger and I moved here in 1966, for a period of time. He led what was called a junior choir. And I just got our old church picture book out, which I'm so glad we did those. Go back and find people from eons ago. And I found a picture of the junior choir. I was like, ooh, better change my notes because I had youth. And then we were out there in the choir loft. I don't remember singing that often. It was age 10 to 16 then, because it was before we had the youth choir like you have it now. And you're so blessed. You're so blessed there. And I enjoy when you sing. So back then I would help Brother Conger. I'd find songs for him. I would help him arrange them sometimes. And then for a period of time, when Brother Conger wasn't able to lead it, then I led it for a little while. But it was still not in my mind's eye to be a choir. I never aspired for that position, I'm going to tell you. When I was growing up, I thought I'd be a preacher because there were lots of women. I know there aren't too many women preachers these days, but in my day, there were a lot of women preachers, and they made such impacts on my life. And I think, I want to be just like them. I remember this one sister, I don't know if Brother Foster would remember Sister Waddleton. Waddleton. And she ended up in Georgia. And I'd watch her preach, and she'd use her hanky like this. And I thought, I want to be just like her. I'm going to preach, and I'm going to be just like Sister Waddleton when I grow up, because we'd have her in our home and have her for revivals. Well, I think I did end up preaching to my kids, the choir members, my Sunday school class. Some of you I had in Sunday school, so you know I did a lot of preaching in there. Of course, I sang in the big choir. I came here, and I'm going to tell on myself. Brother Sherm, he liked to pick on me. Now, there were other people talking during choir practice besides me, but he'd call Sister, I don't know if he said Sister Conger or Sister Almeida. That you're talking, you know, he liked to call me out in front of everybody. And it's like, he knew I wouldn't quit. He knew I wouldn't walk out and be mad at him, so he knew he could get away with it. So, like I said, I'd never dreamed of being choir director. I used to think I would be a preacher. I said that. Okay, so we had a lot of things go on in 1987. It was a bad year, but yet God gloriously helped us. And a lot of you don't know what that was all about. You got to skip out on all that. In 1987 of April, Brother Emerson died. And I thank God I was able to sit under him for several, maybe it was 20 years, somewhere in there. And 4 weeks later, Brother Conger died. And then we had the horrible split. Brother Decker became pastor at the end of May. We didn't have a June camp meeting that year. 1987, and right before August camp meeting, and it might have been the last of July, we had a choir practice, and Brother Sherm told us he would not be leading the choir anymore. So it was a very upsetting night for all of us. Then he comes over to me and brings all the choir books and just dumps them on my lap. So I would say instead of a calling, I got dumped on, but God used it, because you know, I could have said to Brother Decker, I can't do this job. And I felt like, well, I better do it. But it was a very, very hard place. And because we were going through so much. And then we did have August camp meeting. And there I was in charge of August camp meeting. I was 43, very young. So I remember when he put those books on my lap, I remember just bawling my head off and thinking, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I didn't feel capable of that big a job. And, you know, I think that's a asterisk that we should always, if you're saying, I don't feel able for a job, that doesn't mean you're disqualified. Because really, it's better that we don't feel qualified.
Right.
If there's one thing I would stress, is don't aspire to the high jobs first. Be willing to start at lowly jobs.
Right. Yeah.
Because humility is a must. Because if you get up, if you have a gorgeous, I don't care if you've got a gorgeous voice or you can play the piano like whoever, and you've got wonderful talents, if you're full of pride, God can't use it. He won't anoint.
Right.
And no matter, because this is what I tell people, well, God gave me a talent for singing, but that's useless if he doesn't anoint it. Without his anointing, all is vain. So whatever you find to do in your life, you want God's approval. So I remember losing it a lot back then. Many times I had to go to Brother Decker and say, would you please pray for me? I felt like I'm about ready to lose my mind here and that I can't do this job. My nerves were very bad during that time. And I'd get up to lead the choir and I'd think, I hope I just don't just stand up here and go, ah! I was kind of nervous that I might lose control because I was so upset and nervous. But God brought me through all of that. He brought me through. I think you can think, I can't do it. I can't do it. Whatever you feel like God's calling you to do, or even what God might, even what maybe your youth leaders would ask you to do right now. And you'll think, I can't do that. I can't do that. Well, you're not going to ever get be asked to do things by God if you just keep saying no to Him. You won't get asked by Him to do things. And that's how you're going to get there, is by opening up. The Lord helped me, and as time went on, it was miraculous. I wasn't very good with timing. I could feel God helping me with the timing. I could feel Him inspiring me and bringing me songs and showing me how to arrange. I didn't have that knowledge of myself. But He would bring me ideas of how to rearrange the hymns and how to do this and even give me new verses on songs. And it's beautiful. I'll tell you, there's nothing like being used of God. But you got to always be in that place where He can use you. And like I said, you've got to be willing to be used is number one. And we can't, you know what? I think of the talents. And who was the guy that got in trouble? The one that didn't use his talents. The one that just buried his talents is the one that got in trouble. So probably some of you have talents you don't even know about. And this would be a good prayer for you to pray is, Lord, show me where I can be a help to the church and show me how to use what you've given me. You open up the doors and then be willing to do what you're asked to do. Sometimes maybe you wouldn't like that. You're asked to chair or you're asked to sing a song. Maybe you didn't like it, you know? Well, you're going to have to stay humble and willing to be used of God. Okay. I also want to say right now, I've been choir director for about 35 years. I don't know what the future holds, but God holds the future. And if there is a problem, if you think you're able, right. I don't think God can use us too much when we think we're able. I'm the greatest singer. I'm the best piano player. I can lead the singing better than anybody else. You are heading for bad trouble. But you got to be willing. Here's the other side. Oh, I can't do anything. I'm worthless. I'm no good. Don't ask me to sing. Don't ask me because I'm no good. Well, that side just is bad because you're not going to do anything. You're just going to hide your talents. This is what I think special is, God has something special for every one of you to do in His kingdom. He don't leave people out. He don't just say, okay, you can do something. The rest of you, you're just out. Mm-mm. God's got something for every, and it's your job to find out what it is. Be willing, help wherever you can, because there's a lot of things that need to be done around. Now, some of you aren't from Newark, but where you live, I'm sure there's still work to do, too. There's physical work to do, you know? Do you volunteer for physical work? I mean, you might not get to all, you know, everybody's like to be up front where they can be seen. Oh, did you see me? I was up there. And then some of you, of course, don't. But some would not be willing to take the restrooms, work in the kitchen. So there's work to be done for everybody. There's a place. I think that is so special. God has a place for you. You need to find out where it is. And sometimes that you don't find it right away. Sometimes it might take a few years working with this and that to find your place and what you're supposed to do. You can't think you're too good. First, number one, what you guys hear in here all the time, thank God you've got wonderful youth leaders. And I say that whether they're related to me or not. But take care of your soul. You can't be used of God if your soul's not right. And you hear this all the time in here. We got to pray. Pray and pray. And I'm an old lady and I still have to pray. We have to pray. We have to get in God's word. Now, the flesh doesn't like to do those things. It'd rather be on its phone, take a nap, go run around with your friends. But you've got, listen, my Sunday school girls have heard it over and over and over. You cannot stay saved if you don't pray and read.
Right.
You cannot stay saved. Everybody thinks they're going to be the first one. I'm going to stay saved, and I don't have to pray all the time. I'll just pray now and then. I'll just study the Bible now and then. No, you're not going to make it. We must pray, study God's word, and we got to obey what we read. Don't do us much good if we're just going to read and not obey what he says. We've got to obey and be in church. Be in church. Be willing to start little. Don't just look for big jobs for your upfront. Beware, as I already said, of pride. That's thinking too much of yourself. Yeah. Stay humble, and our gifts and talents are nothing, I'll say again, unless God blesses and uses them.
Amen. Very good.
A very, very good job by Sister Cummings. The one thing that stuck out to me was there was a part in there where she said, whatever will help in the church, whatever you can do to help in the church, and it kind of just lined up with, for me, with what Brother Borders has been saying. Whatever is good for the body, it may not be something you want to do, but if it's what God wants you to do, he'll make you able and to do it.